This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. There's so much art going on everywhere in the KLCC listening area. Artists we think we know are surprising us with unprecedented explosions of creativity. Check out what Margaret Coe is doing with oil paints and light on Facebook, or the exciting work being shown almost daily on Instagram by Robert Kanaga. However, it's Eric Sangren that has me in what Irish writer James Joyce called aesthetic arrest. He has a big new show up at the Karen Clark Gallery called Observed, Imagined, and Remembered, the Northwest Landscape. But it isn't just his observed images of familiar places that draws me. It is those extra qualities of imagination and memory that take me deep. For example, one of my favorites, Night Passage, seems so basic. A boat with some figures in it coming out from behind an island with steep cliffs behind. As I sit with the painting, I ask myself first if that's a Mackenzie drift boat full of local anglers. But then I think the boat has a wolf prow like a Northwest Native canoe, and the figures are bent into the wind like a visual quote from an Edward Curtis photograph. That's where the imagination comes in. The trees on the island are at first trees, but then I see they suggest the figures of a standing bear, a totem pole, an ancient spirit. The forward action of the figures in the boat suggests that they are still someplace worth going to. And the moment deepens into memory, and the suggestion that deep time connects us with the old times and old ways. Another painting of immediate memory is called Low Ebb at Yahats. Sangren imbues the Yahats River mouth with swirls of pale violet, aquamarine, Hansa yellow, and rose. It enters the sea reflecting those pearlescent morning colors from the sky. Memory of our days at the beach tug at both my memory and my imagination, and I fall into the long dream that is this painting. The show goes through February 27th. This is Sandy Brown Jensen for KLCC.